Now I speak in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please do be seated. During this past week, we celebrated VE Day, the 80th anniversary, a shared moment of celebration. Together we honour the past and celebrate a future built on unity, hope, love and peace, I read. I know various celebrations were held across the benefice, with bells ringing in our churches too. In Westbury, we had free tea and cakes in the church with wartime music playing, and many people came along throughout the morning. To be honest, many more than that come to our church services across the morning, possibly more than here today, I would reckon. People joining together to celebrate peace. I read on the VE80 website that the plan was to have over 1,000 beacons and hundreds of lamps of light of peace lit at 9:30 p.m. across the UK, the Channel Islands and the Isle of Man, representing the light of peace that emerged from the dreadful darkness of war. From conversations I had that day at the tea and cake event we had at Westbury Church and with others during this week, I find that there is a feeling of disquiet when we recognise that we want to celebrate peace that was so wonderful to get following the Second World War, but there is still so much unrest with war globally. People spoke about why this peace is not honoured, held and recognised throughout all nations. Why is it so hard to keep peace permanently? A question of many. King Charles mentioned in his Easter message that one of the puzzles of our humanity is how we are capable of both great cruelty and great kindness. And he said, this paradox of human life runs through the Easter story and in the scenes that daily come before our eyes. At one moment, terrible images of human suffering, and then in another, heroic acts in war-torn countries where humanitarian of every kind risk their own lives to protect the lives of others. We all hold on here in the UK to a fragile peace. Thank God for that. But it seems globally we find it hard to hear words of wisdom and peace from even the biggest of our global leaders. And I've name-dropped a few great leaders these past weeks in my sermons, but of course, within our group meeting here today, we would have different ideas about who we would think is a great leader to listen to. We saw this past week the great lengths that are gone into finding a new pope. We have recently had elections for a new local government. And of course, we are still waiting a new Archbishop of Canterbury. Who of our leaders would be deemed as worthy of listening to, I wonder? Perhaps that is what the Bible is trying so hard to say. That until we all follow the one true King, we will not live in total peace. The light that shines in the darkness, in any darkness, and will never go out. Until we all realise that there is only one true King, one true leader to follow, one true shepherd of us all, until then we will probably continue to have unrest. I've mentioned over the recent weeks that I have ewes and their lambs in the fields around me, and I love watching them. And I've noticed that sheep not only follow the shepherd, they follow other sheep who are following the shepherd. They see one go running off, maybe one has seen the shepherd arrive with some food, or sees the shepherd guide them through open gates into a new pasture, and they start running. Sheep may not see the shepherd themselves, but they see others running. And they think, oh, I want to go and see what they're going for. It must be good. We as the sheep, the flock of Jesus Christ, our risen Saviour, must never give up showing our faith to others. Never think it is not worthwhile to mention, oh, I will pray for you when someone says they're having a problem. Never think it is too silly to suggest to a friend, a neighbour, a work colleague, family members to come along to a church service or a fundraising event at our churches. We are all sheep, all of us. Even those we may think are amazing, strong human leaders, they are seeking the truth. And some get it wrong, very wrong, and lead us astray, lead many astray. In our gospel reading today, Jesus is at the Feast of Dedication. A lot of people are there. And he is in the Solomon portico, it says, which would have been a covered area, a walkway, providing shelter and a place for teaching and discussion. And this place is mentioned in the Acts of the Apostles too, a place where the early disciples preached and taught. It was a great place for discussions between the Jewish tradition and the new Christians. So Jews are there, and they see Jesus, and they ask Jesus, how long will you keep us in suspense? If you are the Messiah, tell us plainly. And Jesus answered, I have told you, and you do not believe. My sheep hear my voice. I know them and they follow me. It must have been really hard for the Jews. It was seemingly really hard for those of the Jewish faith to recognize Jesus as the Messiah. And he said, what else can I do? I have told you. They would have witnessed miracles or have heard about them firsthand. Jesus fulfilled all the prophecies of his birth, what he would do. And of course, he went on to the cross sometime after this. And what about us today? We have the full story. We know the end, how Jesus fulfills all he came to do. We see the power of God here on earth on occasions with miracles happening. Even today, people talk of miraculous happenings. And of course, in the Bible, we read of them. In Acts today, we heard of Tabitha, a very good, charitable woman who many mourned the sad loss of. She dies and Peter is called to her and he raises her from the dead. He says, get up, Tabitha. And she does. Her earthly life continues, well, for some time. But for all of us, our eternal life starts the moment we follow Jesus. Jesus says in our gospel reading today that all who follow him will be given eternal life. All will be raised from the dead and will never perish. And we find it really hard to believe. Like we find it hard to believe that we can have peace throughout the world. Let us never forget it is possible if we all follow Jesus, if we all follow as his sheep. Just something else as I finish, something else King Charles mentioned in his Easter speech. He wrote, on Maundy Thursday, Jesus knelt and washed the feet of many of those who would abandon him. His humble action was a token of his love that knew no bounds or boundaries and is central to Christian belief. The love he showed when he walked the earth reflected the Jewish ethic of caring for the stranger and those in need. A deep human instinct echoed in Islam and other religious traditions and in the hearts of all who seek the good of others. The abiding message of Easter is that God so loved the world, the whole world, that he sent his son to live among us, to show us how to love one another. Undeniable wise words from King Charles. echoing the words from the Bible. That can't be wrong. God's love shown in Jesus, this love we find hard to share with us all, this love that leads us to dwell in peace if we follow our one true shepherd, Jesus Christ. Amen.